reaches our goal. In depths of the prayer, we have to pass this day. And observing fasting, and after the advent in the evening, offering puja and bhog to him, then we shall take some anukalpa. That is our assignment. But those who can body sick, but too old, they may take according to his the nature of the occasion. And some shabbat sweet liquid, or a little milk, to keep up the body. Otherwise fasting and after offering puja and bhogarago to Nishimadev, then in the evening we have to take something on the road. And tomorrow we have to do some festival, small, in his name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Here is Nrisimhamurti, Bhikkhu. In the south, the Nrisimha temple is found more in number. In Singhajalam near Valtir, then again Mangalgiri near Vejwada. Andhra Desh is fond of worshipping Nrisimhadev. Then another Nrisimhadev in Ahuviram. Now it is a forest. Once we went there, within forest near Varangal in Andhra Desh. These three temples are within the boundary of Andhra. This Valtia, as well as Vejwada and Ahuviram, they're far from Varangal, the nearest city, Varangal, Andhra. Three temples, Nrisimhadev, so they are. Oh, he bowled. Mahaprabhu visited them. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Our Guru Maharaj also visited those places and constructed the Padapitha temple of Mahaprabhu in two places. Mangalgiri and the Singhajalam. And we were the pioneer party. Bhan Maharaj, myself, Madam Maharaj, then Brahmachari Haikari, and two others. We went on installing Padapith there, Mahaprabhu. About 1200 steps in Singhajalam, 600 steps to Mangalgiri, and the Ahuviram also within the forest, no rock. But unapproachable. The tigers and other the animals are in that forest on their daytime. One priest comes and offers something to the temple and fly away. That was the position there we saw. Now, no. That was in the at least 3-4 like this. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai Gaur Hari. Ito Nishinha Parato Nishinha Yato Yato Yami Tato Nishinha Antar Nishinha Bahir Nishinha Nishinha Mahadin Saranam Pravati. With this slok, Mahaprabhu climbed up the hill. That is when we find it is necessary to secure the help of Nrisimhadev for my benefit, then we have to absorb ourselves in him, remove the difficulties. While here is Nrisimha, there is Nrisimha. Within Nrisimha, outside Nrisimha. Nrisimha is all in all. With this spirit we have to approach. Sri Nrisimha Jai Nrisimha Jai Jai Nrisimha Prahladesha Jaya Padna Mukha Padma Vrinda. He was full of all the sources. Let victory be with you, then everything will be peaceful. Jai Jai Nrisimha. That victory after victory may come to your will spontaneously, and that will be beneficial for us, for and so on. Prahladesha, if you are exclusively served by Prahlad Maharaj, his connection will can't sever from you. At the same time, we must not forget that you are the object of divine service of Sri Lakshmi Devi herself. And you have come to take such a half jungle figure to save your devotees. But really, you are in such a position that the Lakshmi Devi always serves you with whole heart and energy. Your position is such. But to save your devotee, you have come in the figure of a half jungle, half human figure. You have come. But we don't forget that your position is such. Prabhupada, Gaurani. Nidai. Bhagisa Yashya Vadane Lakshmi Yashya Vakshari Yashya Asti Yidai Sambetan Nisimha. Bhagisha Vani Saraswati, the goddess of Rani, she is residing in our place. Lakshmi Jashati Bhakshati, and the Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of resources, she is always at your heart. Rajaja Bhakshaji, Yashasti Hidayi Sambit. And within your heart, the seeds of real knowledge, real consciousness, the consciousness of the Absolute is there. Sambit means knowledge, consciousness. Consciousness, higher consciousness at your heart. There is consciousness of the Absolute, even Krishna consciousness also there. I bow down to you, repeated in this way so many hymns in praise of Nrisimha Dev we find. Ugra panugrivayam sabhattanam nikeshari keshari vasapurthanam annisamu pravikramam ugra panugrivayam. Apparently you seem, your figure seems to be fearful, dreadful. But really you are very affectionate to the devotee. Sabhattana anugra. Keshari vasapurthanam, just as the lioness, they are fearful to others, but to their own cubs, own children, very affectionate. That is your position. Namaste Narasimhaya Prabhadal Bhadalarine Hidunna Kashibhut Bhukha Siddhatam Kanakalai. I show my obedience to obedience to in the Lord, half in human, half lion, and whose very appearance and necessity to please the devotee like Prabhupada. And for that purpose, to save the devotee, he does not hesitate, if necessary, to tear off the body of the enemies of the devotee. Hiranyakashipu bhukha shilatam kanaka. The enemy of devotion was Hiranyakashipu, and his chest was just like a stone, stony chested man. But you tore it to pieces. Shilatam kanaka. In this way, so many things. Songs in praise of his grace. We find. Gaushari Bhul, Gaushari Bhul, Gaushari Bhul, Gaushari Bhul, Gaushari Bhul, Gaushari Bhul. We are devotees. We, or rather, we want to be devotees. Our great need for the grace of Nrisimha Dev, that the obstacles may be removed and we can go on smoothly in our way towards desired Krishna consciousness. Gaudhari Bhul, Gaudhari Bhul, Gaudhari Bhul. Ho ho.
Jayam Vishnu. Is there any significance that Mahaprabhu visited many places in south of India, but he did not tour the holy places extensively in north India?
One of the reasons that maybe that south India was free from the Mahamedan attack. And they mostly, the scholars of different schools. They had their origin that place. The Ramanuja, the Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, all these three, Deshikacharya, well, big scholars from Vishnu. The followers also come from that part. Root Sanatan Jeev from Canada. We are from Canada a lot. And Gopal Bhatto. Then Prabodhananda Saraswati, they came from Tamil Nadu.
Guru Maharaj, did Lord Nisringadev have some connection here in Navadvip?
Who?
Lord Nisringha, Narasingha.
Nisringadev.
Huh. He had some connection with Navadvip at Nisringapoli?
Navadvip, different representations of theism. They are absorbed by Navadvip tongue. Just as in a capital, so many in Delhi, Bengal, Madras, Bihar, all they have their representation there in the capital. Provincial authority must have some representation in the central. So Navadvip is the highest conception of theism. So here, naturally, the representation of all other theistic conception should be represented in some form or other. Devi Shimantini is there, Jagannath is there, Nisringadev is there, so many in this way. The Shiva is there, Devi, there are so many persons. They should represent themselves to pay honor to the highest conception of theism. They think it necessary. They must have some representation. It shows how it is adjusted at the full-fledged theism, different conceptions of theism. They are posted in some parts with the full Vishishtadvaita. Not exclusive all, but including, all inclusive. They are also of eternal type, but only the difference in degree of intensity, of theism. Bhaktivinoda Thakur could conceive when he was putting up in Godrima. He marked that every day, all in the morning, one flow of wind goes through his front towards Yoga Beach, birthplace of Mahaprabhu, every early morning. What's the matter? Then he began to search most earnestly and to detect in a prayerful mood he wanted to survey what's the matter. Then one day he found that in the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, the arati in the morning, Mangala arati, Nrisimhadev goes there every day to attend. From that Nrisimhadala, Nrisimhadev himself, he every day attends that Mangala arati of Mahaprabhu. All personal representation, all concerns, person of person, personality, the degree, intensity in the degree of conscious personality, more attraction.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Guru Maharaj, is there some story that Prahlad Maharaj in his former life cleansed the temple of Nrisimhadev?
Yes, it is mentioned from Pura. But there isn't so. Jiva Goswami, he found out that Apichit Sudhula Acharu Vajati Mahamunam Kimpunat Brahmanapunna. Vichy Sudhura Charu Bhajati Mahamananya Bhak Sadhuri Vasa Manhi Partha Bapasritta Jepishu Papu Junaya Stiyo Vishyas Tata Sudhya Stipi Janti Parangati. Krishna says Manhi Partha Bapasritta, I am such that if anyone comes in my connection with some evil motive, then also he may catch the connection and come up. Manhi partho bi apasritto. Apasritto mane to come in connection with in a mean way. Be apasritto particularly mean, very nasty way. If in a very nasty way also, anyone comes to my connection, he he gets the chance to go higher and higher. And the instance has been given from Prahlad Charitra by Jiva Goswami. It is found in some Puran that when before his birth, Prahlad, how he came to this side. He was a man, suppose, in the south, of mean nature, and he made arrangement with a lady for union in some dilapidated temple of Nrsimha. And for that purpose he brushed some, cleansed some portion in the compound. And that day was the birthplace, the day of advent of Nrsimha Dev. Any good day, and the Prahlad cleansed a portion of the part which was very dirty, and perhaps there he was united with the women or so. But because he cleansed that place in a particular day, that was recorded. And through that, he got connection with Nrsimha Dev service. Mm. He took that, and he gradually improved, and he came to that stage. In this way.
Guru Maharaj, there's one temple in South India, it's called Mantralay. Mantralay. It is the samadhi of one saint called Raghavendra Swami. They say in their books that Raghavendra Swami is an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. And for 800 years, he will be giving darshan to people.
Who? Raghavendra Swami?
Yes. He was, in his live body, he was entombed in the cellar of that temple. In his live body, he was entombed in the basement of this temple.
Yes.
About 400 years back.
And
three of living. And he says for 800 years, he will be giving darshan and helping people who come to that temple.
What is the temple?
Mantralay.
What is the deity there?
I don't think there is any
deity.
Yes,
only
it's
the
only,
tomb.
Yes.
Only the tomb.
Yes.
Hmm. Where it is?
It is about 150 miles from Hyderabad.
Towards Mangalore.
From Hyderabad.
Hyderabad, which side?
It's midway between Bombay and Madras.
Bombay and Madras?
Midway.
And this line?
I think it's Ramanuja line.
Raghavendra.
Yes. Actually, this temple became very famous about 150 years back when one English man who was, I think, who was the collector of that area, he came to demolish this temple because he wanted to use it for some other purpose. And when he came there, this someone man named Thompson, then Raghavendra Swami gave him darshan. And immediately he fell flat before Raghavendra Swami, and he, instead of
he donated many acres of land to this temple, and it was recorded in the British Gazette.
That may be not impossible. But he was a yogi.
But there is one funny thing. There is one thing which doesn't seem right in what they say. They say that Raghavendra Swami had got so much of pious activity that it prevented him from going back to Vaikunth. So he is distributing his pious activity to all the people for 800 years so that he can go back to Godhead.
The Vaikuntha means Godhead, to go to Godhead, to go to Vaikuntha. But anyhow, he chose to stay here for 800 years. It is not impossible with a yogi. He can, if he likes, he can live. But why he lived in that fashion? Ordinarily, on the surface, he could live so many years and help the people. But this is also a particular desire by which he wanted to. We wanted him to be led. It is not impossible, maybe. But that is not our concern. Our concern is what for? The quality of the things he adopted. There are many other yogis also. They may live long and long time. But that is not the necessity for us. The quality in the conception of the season. Even Lakshmi Devi, she can't have the Madhura Rasa Sadhvis which is available in Vrindavan. That sort of thing we want to be connected with. The Ramanuja section, they are more concerned with the Lakshmi Narayan, 2.5 rasa, not confidential service available in Vaikuntha. Confidential service is only available when we get Krishna conception of Godhead. And that stage of theism is known as Goloka or Vrindavan. Solid circle, full-fledged. Goloka means solid circle, like a ball. Full-fledged. Akhila Rasamrita, the center, is connected with all classes of rasa, different type. And the very nearer approach through love, confidence. So that in Sukha Rasa, the friend can climb up his shoulder. He also can play like that. So nearness or closeness is possible only in Anuraga Bhava. To acquire, to come in the area of love. Not reverential service, which is found in Vaikuntha, in connection with Narayana. The reverential, awe-inspiring, the grandeur, by this we cannot approach the nearest position of service, which is possible only through love divine, very closest connection, equal position. So much so, when Jayadev was writing his famous book, Gita Govinda, in Radha Govinda Lila, he came in such stage of mind. Radha Rani, she is Abhimam, that she has some reaction in her sentiment against Krishna. Krishna is is not giving due his due loveliness or something to her, honor the real, the or her love. She has some reactionary mood, and Krishna trying his best to satisfy her. So much so that Krishna wants to touch the feet of Radharani. But Jayadev can't allow himself to write that. What is this? This thought coming to me, this seems to be too much. How I can, the Supreme Lord, how I can right that she has come to hold, to touch the feet of Radharani. Dehi padapallavam udharam. This flow is coming to him, this level. But he can't write it now in black and white. How I can? The Supreme Personality, he will be in such a lower level that he would beg by touching the feet to be propitiated with me. My beloved, what can't? So he stopped there, went to take his bath, leaving there, writing. In the meantime, Krishna came with the in the figure of Jayadev, and so Jayadev's wife Padma, she was there. She was also a very perfect type of devotion, devotee. Padma. Little earlier, perhaps, her husband has come. Then he took prasadam also for that, and really. Then also he went to the room and he took the that book that the paper that he was writing. This figure of Govinda. And Padma saw something he did there. And then he disappeared. After here and there, Padma could not detect. She thought, this he is here. But real Jayadev came at the time. Padma, at that time Padma, is taking the remains. After that, Jayadev Krishna has taken away, taken Then Jayadev, real Jayadev came and found that Padma was taking prasadam. What is this? Padma? He was taking prasadam. Padma also saw Jayadev and was astonished. What is this? My Lord, you are coming? How is it now? You are taking prasadam, I have not taken yet. No, no, you came. You took prasadam. And then I am taking the remains. Not only that, you also wrote something in the book. In your... what I have written? Well, let me see. Then he went and inquired. That's what he faltered to write, would not write. That how can I say that the highest conception of the Lord, he wants, I want your holy feet to my head. So it is written there. Dehi padapallava mudar mama shirasi mandanam dehi padapallava mudar. Please view your which is ornamental to my head, it is that for the feet to me is written there. Padma, you are fortunate. You have seen Krishna himself came in my imitation or something. I am coming now. And who came and who take prasadam from you in your hand? He himself has taken. So you are fortunate. Jayadev also began to take. What do you do? I have taken. No, no. He has been taken by himself. And you are fortunate that we also have the share. So, such closer relationship, closest relationship is possible to get by the wing of thought. Possible has been shown, but we don't think that we would be in any day we should have progress to that. That audacity may not come to touch our mind, and it will be great offense. But the Lord, to his beloved devotee, shows such humiliation, it is accord. It is possible. Such a unlog of the love divine is such a powerful thing. Sri Krishna Karishini Chasha. So many effects we can get through devotion. And the highest is that he can draw, he can catch Krishna, attract him to be submissive to the devotees in any way and every way. This is the course of this Anuraga Bhajan. Okay? You know, the way to approach to the Lord through the affection, through love divine. The love means sacrifice for him, everything for himself. The desires are to understand that, and the degree of sacrifice will be infinitely higher, and the response also will come from that direction, like that.